SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
The eyes of the world have increasingly been on the worsening humanitarian situation in Gaza. The health ministry in Gaza has reported the number of people killed is rapidly approaching 38,000, with the latest casualties at least 9 people, including 5 children and 1 woman, in an attack on the Bureji camp in central Gaza. As the war has raged on, aid agencies have pointed to a growing lack of essential services and hunger for those who are surviving the Israeli onslaught. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has said the situation is dire.
Despite reports of increased delivery of food, there is currently no evidence that those who need it most are receiving sufficient quantity and quality of food. WHO and our partners have scaled up nutrition services. Over 8,000 children under 5 years old have been diagnosed and treated for acute malnutrition, including 1,600 children with severe acute malnutrition.
Displaced Palestinian families have still gathered to commemorate this year's Eid al-Adha. But Samira Mazran, one of the many people who have lost their family members in the war, says there is nothing to celebrate.
Eid is today, but the planes haven't stopped all night. What Eid? In all the Arab countries, people are celebrating Eid and enjoying it in their countries, and they're having a good time. But what about us? Where is our Eid? At war? In destruction? Where's the Eid? There are no celebrations of Eid, nor people celebrating.
Eid al-Adha, which marks the Prophet Ibrahim's willingness to sacrifice his son to God, has seen a rare day of relative calm in Gaza after Israel announced a tactical pause in fighting near Rafah to facilitate aid deliveries. The pauses, which will take place from 8 a.m. till 7 p.m. until further notice, are aimed at allowing aid trucks to reach the nearby Israel-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing, the main entry point, and safe travel to the Salah Ad-Din Highway, a main north-to-south road. The crossing has had a bottleneck since Israeli ground troops moved into Rafah in early May. Associated Press correspondent Joe Federman says this is an important development.
This crossing is important because it's the main gateway for humanitarian aid to enter the territory. Over the past month or so, these deliveries have plunged since Israel sent ground troops into the nearby Gaza city of Rafah. The UN and other aid organizations say it's become too difficult and too dangerous to send trucks to the crossing to pick up supplies because of this fighting.
But not everyone is happy. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has criticized the decision, suggesting it was made unilaterally by the army and describing it as unacceptable. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, who leads one of the nationalist religious parties in Netanyahu's ruling coalition, has also denounced the idea of a tactical pause, saying whoever decided it was a fool who should lose their job. It's the latest in a series of clashes between Israel's ruling coalition and the military over the conduct of the war. The far right of Mr. Netanyahu's coalition government have said that they would pull their support if the war in Gaza comes to an end. Those tensions are also playing out within the community itself. Regular protests are held in Tel Aviv squares, one against the Israeli government, the other calling for the release of hostages held in Gaza, after which protesters from both gatherings march, joining together to block roads in the city. Although surveys show solid support among the Israeli public for continuing the war against Hamas, the protests underscore the divisions in Israeli society that have reopened following a period of unity at the start of the war. Amir Schnabel, one of the demonstrators, says further losses in the war are unacceptable.
The fact that 8 soldiers get killed today just emphasizes the fact that we need a change. We need a change that will start from the government and down to change the situation, to release the hostages as soon as possible. and just to change the reality. We can't live in this reality for a long time. If today 8 soldiers killed, more will get killed the next day and the day afterward. And the only way to make a change is just to protest and bring the government down. And we have to do it as soon as possible.
A third point of pressure for Israel are the continued calls from the international community to agree to a complete ceasefire in Gaza. The United States has been pressing Israel and Hamas to formally accept the ceasefire deal, green-lighted by the United Nations Security Council members last week, which would allow an initial 6-week pause to the fighting. But Mr. Netanyahu says the operation will not stop until Israel has achieved all of its objectives.
Despite the heavy and staggering cost, we must stick to the goals of the war. The destruction of Hamas's military and governmental capabilities, the return of all our hostages, ensuring that Gaza no longer poses a threat to Israel, and the safe return of our residents to their homes, both in the north and in the south.
Alex Anifantis, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.